7 days a week.
And this is Terry Wilson. I'm sitting in for Donna Quinn for this week only. And we have a rather topical program to talk about. It's CERT, and I don't mean the breath mints. It's called Community Emergency Response Team. Sitting in the studio with me are four guests: Astoria Fire Chief Leonard Hansen, Astoria Assistant Fire Chief and Fire Marshal Mike Jackson, Seaside Fire Department Safety and Training Officer Joy Daniel, and Alice Wood, the Seaside CERT Coordinator. Well, let's start with Joy. Give us a little bit of your background, Joy.
Well, my name is Joy Daniels. I've been a firefighter for about 15 years. I taught at Clatsop Community College, the fire science program, for the last 3 years. Spent some time overseas fighting fire. I have a degree in both fire and criminal justice. And I'm currently the captain of training and safety for Seaside Fire and Rescue.
Alice?
I grew up in Seaside and started life as a police dispatcher, finished with City of Astoria in the finance department, and I now work as the public safety education coordinator for Clatsop Community College and serve as the Seaside CERT coordinator.
Mr. Leonard.
Well, I'm what the mayor refers to as an NBAer. That means I'm a native-born Astorian. So other than when I went to college, I've been raised and still continue to work here. I've worked in the Astoria Fire Department for 34 and a half years, and I've worked my way up from the ranks from firefighter and finally was appointed to fire chief.
Did you start as a volunteer firefighter?
I did. I started out as a volunteer firefighter for Lewis & Clark Fire Department, just outside the city limits of Astoria, and I have a associate's degree from Portland Community, bachelor's degree from Eastern Oregon University, and a administration certificate from Western Oregon State University.
Just goes to show you young people are listening. If you just keep working, you can make it big. Mike?
Absolutely.
I've been fortunate enough to be in Astoria for about 6 years, moved here from Indiana, and I have a degree, four-year degree in fire service administration from Eastern Kentucky University, and my current responsibilities are kind of managing our prevention efforts, our CERT program, some of our public outreach, and code enforcement efforts.
Fine business. Okay, here's a. I'm going to throw out a question. It's open for anybody who wants to answer, not everybody at one time. What is CERT and where did it start?
Well, I know that CERT is actually a concept that can come in from California, and so a lot of things actually originated from California, even when we talk about the National Incident Management System that departments now use throughout the nation for an all-hazards approach in how to manage emergencies. And so, again, the need and the large movement and fires that occurred in California, as well as the earthquake history, you know, made this CERT concept come alive. And what it basically meant was is that the emergency services cannot take care of the community on their own because of the widespread disasters that are going on. And we need to reach out for a coordinated help from people who live in communities, their individual local communities, and how they can organize, prepare, plan, and then how they can react and respond to their own communities to provide for their self-sufficiency during an emergency or disaster.
When did now CERT is nationwide, I believe, isn't it?
CERT is now nationwide. I know for Astoria in 2004, I applied for a grant, and that provided the seed money for us to actually start in having the first training that went out to organize the teams. But it wasn't until Chief Jackson arrived that we actually got the program up and got people trained and up and running.
Yeah, and I was part of that first team.
Yes,
going
you were.
Way back. Alice, how about Seaside? When did things get started down there and what's going on down there?
We got started a couple of years ago. In fact, our first graduation was supposed to be the weekend after the December 2007 hurricane. And so we had a very practical experience using our CERT skills. We need to grow our team, and I'm working with Joey now that he's with Seaside Fire Department to design our team and how we want to have people respond and the duties that we'll call on them to perform for the city.
Well, so we have a CERT team in Astoria, we have a CERT team in Seaside, and I understand we've got CERT teams that are cropping up all over the place, including across the river on the Long Beach Peninsula. I talked to the guy who heads that up yesterday. We've got a CERT team in Jewell that's brand new. I just heard last night that there's one starting up in Cannon Beach. And Lewis and Clark, a member of the first CERT team in Astoria, Karen Black and Christopher Patton, they're playing, or I shouldn't say playing, they're heading up the CERT team in Lewis and Clark. And then one of you said that you heard, oh, Joy, I guess you said that you heard there was a CERT team starting in Gerhardt.
Yeah, I heard from Chief Eddie from Gerhardt Fire that they're looking at citizens that want to start a CERT team there. So,
and it boils down to there is not enough manpower in a disaster within the fire and safety, public safety in that, to do what has to be done. So you ask for volunteers, you train them, and away we go. And we are called CERT.
Yeah, and maybe Chief Jackson can go ahead and talk about some of the training or what we look at, what those general topics are.
Actually, fortunately, we have a class coming up starting soon that we still have room for.
So funny you should mention that.
Folks that are interested in the CERT program can contact us at Astoria Fire. We have a class that's going to start February 9th, Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 9, and it goes for about 8 weeks. And the class that we have set up, we've coordinated countywide so that essentially folks can take any class that's available and then can join their local CERT team if they're not from Astoria. And topics include a number of things. Obviously, as we've mentioned, it focuses a lot on general disaster preparedness and some basic response things to help keep yourself and your family safe during times of disaster. But it also goes a little bit further to get a full understanding of current terrorism threats, those sorts of things, general fire safety, a little bit of disaster medical operations to have a basic understanding of some first aid and triage as it can be applied in disaster situations where there's large numbers of casualties. And that kind of gives us a base for the program.
You mentioned an 8-week class. What are you usually have like one topic each week. What are some of those? What were some of the things you teach?
Well, and those are the topics that we discussed. Absolutely. There's a light search and rescue. There's an introduction to terrorism. There's fire safety. There's two classes devoted to the disaster medical and triage operations. Kind of an introductory class that just covers general disaster preparedness and understanding what our susceptibilities are here on the North Coast and the particular vulnerabilities that we have to obviously earthquakes, tsunamis, landslides, those things.
Alice?
It's great training. And personally for me, watching what's going on in Haiti is kind of studying it as one big CERT exercise. And so I can, see how we would work here because we definitely face that same hazard, a tsunami or an earthquake and a tsunami. And our Seaside CERT team has a special charge of community education. We have population turnovers in this area because of incoming like Coast Guard people and a lot of visitors. So it's an ongoing education process to keep people safe when they're visiting our area.
One concept that I think CERT stresses is the neighborhood. And the concept of take care of your family, then take care of your neighbors, and then jump in and help your greater neighborhoods. You want to comment about that, Joey?
Yeah, I think the CERT team, I mean, it's a great tool to have to help out the resources that we're limited as fire and emergency services in the county, and to helping out the local neighbors. But one of the other things that people don't see that CERT, we're going to try to use them for is we have a lot of big events in Seaside, especially throughout the year that with influx of people, beach volleyball, Hood to Coast, and events where we need these volunteer CERT members that we can give them extra training in a different environment, not just the natural disaster, but the influx of people that the emergency service can't handle as far as traffic control and just some live training.
massive amounts of people who have to be organized and guided and directed. CERTs are used for the hood or the bridge crossing run.
Yeah, we've involved them in a number of things, and you talked about the neighborhoods. We've been real successful in getting our members to go back to their own individual neighborhoods and kind of build some communication and some relationships within their own neighborhoods so that their neighborhoods can rally together in time of need. But beyond that, we get our CERT members involved in a number of different programs, be it the bridge crossing. They recently helped us with some smoke alarm projects that we had going on in town. We were going door to door to check, make sure folks had working smoke alarms and install them for people that did not.
That was very successful. You ran out of smoke alarms.
And very successful, yeah. And we actually have a list of folks that we have procured some more smoke alarms and folks that we're following up with. So, and we found that that's important to maintain the team, to have the team involved in those community efforts. Right now, we offer the training. Folks can come to the training, can walk away with just that information and choose to get involved or not to get involved, whatever suits their needs. But after the training, we certainly invite them to become part of the team and come back for recurring trainings and take part in some of those other efforts that we have going on in the community.
Well, I know the our CERT teams here in Astoria, we're like a big family. We get together once a quarter, and we train on a particular topic, and we just have a ball. Another thing that has happened, a lot of the CERT members, in Astoria anyway, and I believe elsewhere, have become ham radio operators for better communications. And the idea behind that, when we pushed that, was if you are in a neighborhood and you need help in a disaster, you know who your local ham radio operator is, you contact them, and they, perhaps the roads are out, they can't get down the road, but they can contact my ham radio, the emergency center at the sheriff's office or Camp Riley, or wherever it's been set up. So it spreads out like a big spider web. Give us some examples. I know right after our CERT team graduated, we were called on to do something. That was the first time we were activated.
Yes, that was when we had a landslide over on Bond Street, and there was a number of issues that we had to contend with there. Our CERT team was instrumental in us getting sandbags out to.
I filled some of those sandbags.
Divert water flows and those things. So there was actually a component there for actually helping to mitigate the problem we had there, as well as the CERT team was critical in getting that information out to the neighbors and providing literature and information from the city to keep that neighborhood informed as to what the scope of the problem was and what the city was doing to correct that. So that was absolutely a key piece in keeping those folks informed and helping to protect them as best we could.
Yeah, there you go, the CERT members' feet on the ground, walking around, and so
absolutely.
The short-staffed public safety didn't have to do it.
Yeah, on multiple occasions. The December 2007 storm, they did all of our preliminary damage assessment and really helped us reach
tell
out.
That
and make
story.
Sure we,
tell that story when FEMA came in and wanted something about FEMA won.
It was kind of a proud moment for our team there whenever the federal officials came in and were looking for the documentation on the preliminary damage assessment. And as other areas were trying to figure out how they were going to make it happen, we were fortunate enough to have the CERT team up and running at that point, so we had already gathered that information, and we had it prepared actually before they asked for the most part. So it made that pretty easy and certainly a proud moment for the CERT
team. They were thunderstruck.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm holding in my hand, there's lots of literature that you can obtain pertaining to disaster, disaster relief, disaster preparedness. And I've got one in my hand, Building and Strengthening Disaster Readiness Among Neighbors. And here we get back to that neighbors and neighborhood situation.
We do. That's so key, Terry, is that neighbors need to be talking with themselves. And as you mentioned, Red Cross offers a variety of information on disaster preparedness. And it's free. You need to contact the American Red Cross. You can also get onto their website and download the various information. But again, it goes back to the neighbors. It's knowing who your neighbors are, being able to target those that may need help, you know, particularly the elderly. At the same time, knowing simple things as medications and resources and for homes and in your own pre-planning, knowing that you've got a plan, knowing that in an evacuation of where you're going to be, where your children can be. If you're separated from your children, where are you going to go to try to team up for it? Other things that we teach not only in the CERT, but community members need to know, is simple things like how to turn the gas off. 67% of fires that occur during these disasters are all caused by escapes of natural gas. Yeah. So knowing how to turn that off, knowing how to turn your water off, that causes excessive damage.
Where's the main breaker for your electricity?
Main breaker for your electricity. All those things add up into the community and the safe environment. And as you said, is we would like to have communities be able to do their own assessments. And in the brochure you have, as well as at the fire department, you can come down and pick up cards that say that whether you're okay or whether you need help. And what we ask is that you know, when you do your self-assessment on your own home, that you just go ahead and do something as simple as put that card in a window. So when we do drive-by surveys, that we'll be able to target which homes, which people, which families may need help compared to those that are okay. And that's huge.
Well, I'm holding in my hand what Leonard's talking about. I've seen them in red and green. This particular one is a brochure, and you turn to the back page and it says, okay. But if you open up that page and look at the back side of the back page, it says help. And so what Leonard's talking about is if you're okay, you tape this to a window. And so people that are looking for people who need help, they know you're okay, or help. And they stop the vehicle and get out, or walk up to the door and knock on the door. Are you okay? What do you need? So it's all part of the preparedness.
You know, another thing that probably the biggest question I get asked is, you know, what do I need and how long do I need to prepare for? And what I see is that people underestimate how much that they should prepare for.
Oh, yeah.
And so our recommendation is at a minimum. And again, what happens in the American culture is as soon as we say minimum, that also makes people assume that that's the maximum. But that's not the case here. I'm saying at a minimum, you need to be self-sufficient for at least 72 hours. And at 72 hours means, you know, the basic essentials, which includes water and it includes food.
And medication?
And medication.
And your pets?
Pets.
Blankets, flashlights, first aid supplies, all those types of things.
Portable radios with batteries.
Yes, you know, yes.
Because our link to the community is not only going to be through our CERT teams, but our link to the community is also going to be through radios, such as what we're talking
KMUN
about here.
And others, yeah.
Yes.
You're in Seaside, you're specializing, it's probably the wrong word, but your focus is on the tsunami. And there's going to be earthquakes.
Yes.
It's not when, it's not if, it's when, but that Cascadia subduction earthquake is going to cause real disasters, or could. So what are you doing special down there?
Well, we're encouraging people to be prepared for at least 2 weeks. And if you look at Haiti today, they're 3 weeks into it.
And they're talking about
their situation is our situation. The roads will be cut off, and no one's going to get to us because the earthquake will also impact farther inland, and so resources will be used where they are. And so we just want people to have a plan, like has been said before, and know how to be self-sufficient for a goodly period of time.
Now, you people have gone so far in Seaside that you set up caches of supplies in the neighborhoods. And I'm not talking about a lunchbox full of something. I'm talking about 55-gallon barrels.
That's right. We have enough supplies right now for 2,400 people for 3 days. And we have five staging areas up in the hills east of the main part of town. And we have maps so that people know the best way to head up to their safety area. And ideally, our CERT teams will have a CERT team in each of those evacuation areas so that they can do the crowd control and log people coming in. It's very important to know who is where when they get someplace, because people often go back into a dangerous area looking for someone who's probably already out and safe. And then one other simple thing that people should be prepared with is a hardwired telephone.
Yes.
A lot of people use their cell phones and or cordless phones, and they don't work during power outages. And if we're lucky enough to have the phone system, then a plain $10 or $15 phone from Radio Shack or Rite Aid.
Or a garage sale.
Right. Should I be in every house.
You're listening to Talk of Our Towns on the stations of Coast Community Radio, KMUN and KTCB. I'm Terry Wilson, and I have four guests in the studio, Astoria Fire Chief Leonard Hansen, Astoria Assistant Fire Chief and Fire Marshal Mike Jackson, Seaside Fire Department Safety and Training Officer, and what's your official title, Jerry?
Joy? Captain of Training and Safety.
Captain of Training and Safety. Sorry about that. And Alice Wood, Seaside CERT Coordinator. And we're talking about CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. And we generated this program today because Astoria has a new CERT class starting next Tuesday, I believe it is, on the 9th.
We do, and the class is a great opportunity for folks that just want to learn a little bit more to be better prepared. The class is going to start February 9th. Class runs Tuesdays from 6:30 to 9 at night. With the class, we cover a broad range of topics that discuss first aid, fire safety, disaster preparedness, a little bit into terrorism, and just kind of understanding what those threats are and how we can respond and protect our families. After the class, we certainly invite folks to join our CERT team if they want to continue their participation, but if not, they can certainly just walk away, take the information, and be better prepared for themselves and their family.
And the neighborhood. And your graduation, is it still held at Mertz?
We haven't set the specific location for that. We've moved around to a couple different locations, but with that, the class culminates with a disaster exercise where we actually
hands-on.
We have victims. Folks have to do a little bit of rescue, a little bit of searching, practice some of the first aid skills that they've been taught. But certainly something that anyone out there that's considering it should give us a call and put their name on the list, because we still have openings in the class. And we'd love to have a full class and even build a waiting list for the next one.
Yeah, I'll never forget our graduation out at Mertz, and we were in this replica of a steel ship, dark, and they had hidden bodies, live bodies, around, and we had to crawl around on our hands and knees without lights and that sort of stuff, finding bodies and evaluate their injuries, their make-believe injuries, and get the bodies out and that sort of stuff. And then we had a big cake, and we had a picnic sort of thing, and we had a great time. It was a lot of fun, that graduation.
Yeah, we always have a good time with it, and it's always something worth celebrating when folks make that kind of commitment to come in for the class. So, and really, that's all it is just those Tuesday nights for 8 weeks to make a commitment for a couple hours to come in, learn a little bit of information, and that's what we're looking for.
One of the classes go ahead, Alice.
I was just going to say it's also a perfect opportunity for anyone at the college who would like an elective for criminal justice or fire safety programs, or actually any program. The college is offering 2 college credits for people who successfully complete the class, and it's just a $35 fee, so they don't have to pay tuition.
I'll be darned.
And aside from that, the class is free and all the supplies are taken care of. So we just need people to commit the time to come in.
Yeah, and our goal is to fill that class. And so you do not have to be you don't have to reside within the city of Astoria to sign up for that class. So our goal is fill the class, and as Chief Jackson said, that, you know, put a waiting list together for the next class that we have. And also that the people who coordinate our CERT program is Bill and Dorothy Davidson.
Oh, wow.
And I just can't say enough good about the Davidsons. They moved here from California, and they had been involved in their community fire department, and they come down here and offered their services, and we've taken them up on that, and they've coordinated our search for us, and then even got appointed to where they're also coordinating the CERT teams for Clatsop County.
Yeah, they've jumped into this project with all 4 feet. I mean, it's just incredible.
And a question I have for you, Terry, is it what the training that you took, and as you look at what's going on in Haiti and the emergency operations, do you think that training that you had would help prepare you for anything that you've seen that's occurring in Haiti?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's a lot of things I couldn't do or can't do now because of my age, but I'm better prepared. Walking around or driving around the neighborhood or the county, I'm always looking. I'm more observant of what's going on. Where driving through Gerhardt, if all of a sudden the road starts rumbling and shaking, where do I go? You know, I'm better prepared.
And how about your training? When you looked at some of the rescue operations that was going on, was that training kind of valid with, you know, what you see going on in Haiti? In other words, when being in the dark.
Oh yeah.
When you look at leverage and trying to use available tools on site to be able to rescue people in confined spaces.
I was just going to mention that one of the classes we held, they put a dummy underneath a pile of rubble. I mean, I'm talking about pallets, boards, and pieces of wood and timber and that sort of stuff. And they taught us how to get that body out from underneath it without causing it to collapse on yourself or on the supposed victim. And being very, very careful. The team concept, in that situation, they stress the team concept. You've got for lack of a better word, a boss who coordinates everything and is guiding everything. No, you should do this. How about this? And that sort of thing. Oh, yeah, it was very beneficial, very beneficial. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's talk about the class again, because that's the reason for this program, the new search class. And do you have a new search class starting up in Seaside? Let's go with Alice or Joy.
We're, like I said, Joan and I are getting together to kind of reinvent our program, so we will schedule a class. But if there is anyone in Seaside, I would certainly encourage them to take the Astoria class. The training is standardized across the country, so you can train in one area and just step into a role any place you go.
And if you move to another state, volunteer, and you're a trained cert, and volunteer to the fire department or whoever it is, and go at it.
Our biggest need for the Astoria Fire Department is volunteer firefighters. And so, again, if you're interested, you got the time and want to make the commitment to help your community, and as you say, is that you're young enough that you want to do that, then, you know, we do need volunteer firefighters. Another thing that I want to also say is that we have esteemed guest with us.
Yes.
And Chief Jackson here is just been appointed.
He's deserting us.
He is. he's appointed, and he is going to be the new chief of Woodland, Washington. And Mike, I congratulate you on that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I can tell you that the CERT program is certainly one of the things I'm going to miss here, but looking forward to getting started with that in Woodland as well.
There you go. Where is Woodland?
Woodland is on Interstate 5, about halfway between Longview and Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we're going to miss you. I'm going to miss your humor. Mike is usually there for every class, and he's a rather funny instructor. We had good times with him.
Well, unfortunately, I think we've got some great folks with the Davidsons and yourself and the other team members to pick this up and keep it rolling.
Scott Reuter. Absolutely. Who is specializing in communications.
Very dedicated members that are going to bring this next class that starts up on February 9th.
Do you want them to pre-register? Call any phone numbers?
Yes, if they're interested, if they have questions or are interested in registering, contact us at Astoria Fire Department. The phone number there is 503-325-2345. So again, anyone interested in the CERT program can contact us at Astoria Fire. The number there is 503-325-2345. 2345. Mention you're interested in the CERT program, and we'll put your name on the list or get you any information that you'd like.
And if nobody answers, leave a message. We'll get back
there
you
to go.
You.
Okay, thank you very much, Astoria Fire Chief Leonard Hansen, Astoria Assistant Fire Chief and Fire Marshal Mike Jackson, Seaside Fire Department Captain, a Safety and Training Officer Joy Daniels, and the Seaside CERT Coordinator Alice Wood. That's it for Talk of Our Towns.